Now the newsletter.
What about the newsletter? You originally said you were interested in.
Yeah, I know, and I was working on it before for sure. But I just want to find out: is there anyone else on the task force who's interested in working on the newsletter? No? People are going to jump in there? Where should we respond?
I know my limits. This does not interest me, so I'm not volunteering.
Well, then maybe we shouldn't do it. I mean, if there's not interest, then maybe it shouldn't be a project of the task force then.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Ursa, but I do think it's important.
Well, I think she's right, though. So. If we don't have the interest in making sure it gets done, then maybe it's not.
But people come and go on the task force, and we don't know who this year's task force is.
No, that's true. That's absolutely right.
I mean, we really don't. We're not going to know until March. And I mean, at this point, there is a layout. We just have to assign who, you know, one big piece of that is calling a station or calling a lot of stations and getting them to sign up for a month. You get 12 stations signed up for this year, and the major part of the newsletter is already done.
So let me
Gina, I'm sorry. I just want to jump in here for a moment about a couple of things. One, so I also want to ask Serene. I know you were sending out some notices about prison programs, right? Right? Serene, are you there? Do we lose her?
Maybe she's on mute.
Maybe we lost her. Well, in any case, so I tell you what, the newsletter does interest me. I know that there have been some people on the task force who have expressed interest in this. I need to say that Diane Reinhardt in New York has been absolutely wonderful talking about. She has great ideas on things, a great writer. So Teresa, put me down for talking with Ursa about the newsletter. Particularly if we can work on getting some other folks involved as well, I'm going to work on that. So put me down for that. Okay?
All right.
So this is 2014. It is the 65th anniversary of Pacifica. I think there are some wonderful opportunities here for getting a lot of information out about community radio. So I'm going to work on that.
The other two items that were on this were the underwriting and the issue of the unit. Now, maybe we don't want to put anyone in charge of these, but...
This is Janice. I'll work with or continue to, because now I have a different level of time. I'm interested in continuing to work with Ursula on the underwriting. But I want to take a half a second and jump back and say, unless there is some indication from the affiliate survey that there is a willingness to participate in and to engage with the newsletter, it's quite possible that we're doing it for ourselves. And I say this from a very recent experience of being responsible for delivering a set of information once a week on a specific day for 240 stations, and less than 15% of those stations actually responded to this daily information. So I can't tell from the existing survey whether or not there's significant and abiding interest in the newsletter, and so I just need to be very upfront about what we're saying, and if five affiliates had an interest previously but no one followed up, I think it's important to take note of that.
Thank you for saying that, Janice. Along that line, I was wondering if it might be possible to arrange a call just to talk about the newsletter with some folks who might be interested, just so we have a dialogue on. I mean, I think the issue is, how do you get information out to folks about what's happening? The way people are getting information these days keeps changing. So it's just so hard to say, you know, what's effective, if anything's effective. So what I'd like to do is to call a few of you all and see, or whoever might be interested, to see if we can have just a quick dialogue about that to see how we move forward on this. Is that okay? Like Janice, I'd like for you to be on that call if possible. Gina, Ursula, perhaps John Crumshaw as well, who expressed an interest in this, getting some stuff out as well. Just a few. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right.
This is Kine. Can I say something? Hello?
Who is that?
I'm Kine.
Yes, Kine,
please.
Yes. Yeah, hi. If you need help as far as making calls and stuff, I can do that. I can't write anything right now, but if you need that kind of help, if you send me the names and numbers of call stations.
Oh, that would be wonderful. What are you talking about now?
Somebody said something about calling stations to see if they want to send articles. Isn't that? I thought that somebody said.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. That'll be great. Thank you.
I'll help you. If send me the names, I'll do it.
That'd be great.
And thank you for surveys. I've said this before. I don't know if it's done already or not, but.
All right. Thanks so much. So I'm going to call you, Kine. We'll have a discussion about that. Okay.
Okay.
Teresa, just before I take your comments, I just want to ask, we did ask Ursula for a report on the underwriting proposal. I don't know how much, Ursula and I were talking about this earlier, I don't know how much you want to say about this, but Ursula, could you add anything about that in your report?
You want me to talk about the underwriting proposal?
Yeah, I do, but okay, so I tell you what, I would like for you to do that, but let's take Teresa's comments and then we'll go back to that, if that's okay.
Okay.
Teresa, go ahead.
Well, I thought she did mention the underwriting in her report, but I agree with Janice, and I'm putting it in the minutes, that she asked if there is significant and abiding interest in various projects. And if we don't need somebody to assign somebody to each one to supervise or lead it. And I agree, because we definitely don't want to get into busy work. And something like the Sprouts, obviously there is not only a need, it's really something that's appreciated, and we have to want. We at some point, if Kine and Heather are in charge of the newsletter, at some point you will have to review it and actually decide, as Janice did, have to review and consider whether it's really making a difference. Because I don't want you to waste your time on busy work.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
Point of information, how would we know their level of interest if they've never received one?
That's a good point, too.
I mean, I think this was a discussion we had more than a year ago, that we have to initiate and drum up the interest as a task force of the need for better communication with Pacifica and where the middle people between Pacifica and the affiliate stations, and this is what we want to do, and in doing it we want to introduce a different station every month. They can write whatever they want about their station and their demography so that everybody gets, a shot at, wow, I didn't know that if I drove through, Colorado in this section, in this part of Colorado, I could be listening to this station. And maybe when I got there, they could recommend, some stores or a restaurant or, a place to stay. Build real community into the newsletter.
That makes sense too.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, Dana, for that. So Ursula, did you have anything else you wanted to say about underwriting?
Well, there's a lot to say. I think maybe in this context, maybe the place to start is with the mission, because I understand that this is even though this doesn't apply to the Pacifica stations, this is the stations in the network that take underwriting. It is a little bit of a new, you know, take on the mission of our organization, and I believe it's very much, you know, the part of the mission. And so we're seeing this as a way to provide our forward-thinking listeners that listen to community radio with connection to nonprofit organizations and business of conscience and visionary business people of conscience who are pioneering economic democracy and transparency. And there's a lot of activity in that area in this country and around the world. And I think that we're the media that, in a sense, can best tune into and support those efforts to envision that type of activity. And examples of the kind of people that we would seek underwriting from would be nonprofit service and health awareness organizations, cooperatives and unions, educational programs and organizations, public service announcements regarding health, companies with a sustainable focus, socially conscious companies, fair trade companies. And we would hope that the community radio listeners would have an easier way to find ways to support the sustainable world by supporting artisans and small farmers, supporting fair trade business, supporting democratic workplaces, and initiatives to eradicate poverty, just as some examples. So that's in a way to explain the way we're approaching this. The program itself is a centrally managed program of the Pacifica Affiliates Network, and its goals are to attract large underwriters to simultaneously sponsor multiple stations in the network. And by doing so, it puts us in a position to negotiate higher payment rates from the underwriters and to make underwriters accessible to stations that normally couldn't attract them through their association with other stations with larger markets, so to speak. And obviously it's to create income for our affiliates or for all of the radio stations in the network who give airtime, or, you know, by them offering airtime, and also to Pacifica, offering income to Pacifica as the program manager of the project. The program in one of the great things about this project, as Dina knows, I've been working actually with an advisor, a business advisor, and one of the this project has been under pretty tight scrutiny, and you know, one of the things that convinced them that this was a project that was could be successful was that it's being based on something that was done elsewhere that worked. And so we have the advantage of a model, a working model. And this is a model that Janice worked on up in Minnesota called AMPERS, which is a program that does group underwriting for the community radio stations up in Minnesota. Now, we have many advantages that they don't have because, first of all, we have the benefit of their experience, which is huge. And so they had to start at zero. They had to spend a lot of their time inventing the wheel. We have their model to work with, and also AMPERS has been very nice about saying that they will work with us in terms of helping us on an ongoing basis and even, you know, work with us to help find underwriters, since there's not really a direct conflict between the two organizations. AMPERS also had to build a new organization to give a platform for this project, and they had to build a network. We don't have to do that because we have a 501c3 organization, and we have a network. So
some of that hard work has already been done. AMPRS is working with 15 member stations. We have a potential of almost 200 stations. So we have a much larger group to work with. They had to build new contacts. We do have the benefit of working with an organization that also can help us with that. And obviously they have a limited geographic scope, where we have a large geographic scope, and we also have a large diversity in our types of stations. And so it allows for not only a whole lot of different type of interests in terms of underwriters, but it also allows for a lot of possibilities for regional campaigns, because we're in a lot of different parts of the country. So the project has a lot going for it. And I'm not sure what else I should say. Where's the money? I don't want to bore you with a complicated discussion about money, but what we're seeing is that the stations that participate in this project will get money from the project in a variety of ways for a variety of different reasons, depending on their level of participation. But all members of the station will get something every time there's an underwriting project. Then there'll be a total income for Pacifica as the organizing parent, and we're proposing that a certain amount of that go towards the national office to help sustain the foundation. And in the long term, the goal is to alleviate some of the stress on the Pacifica stations, of course, and also to invest in resources for the national organization, like national programming or stuff like that. And then a certain percentage of that would be reinvested into the affiliates program. And am I telling you what you want to hear? I want to make sure I'm talking about it in a way that is appropriate for a phone call, where I know everybody's pressed for time.
Ursula, this
sounds great to me, Ursula. Who is that, Dina?
Yeah,
Dina, go ahead. You have some.
Ursula, can
go
I
ahead.
Just add a sentence or two to what you have?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. I think the important thing is that we're going into this with wanting to do it as a case study,
as a
model. So for 6 months, it's not going to affect anybody, and we already have close to 30 stations who are interested in being part of the model. And so if we could begin, which is what we were hoping to do by the end of this month, we have 5 months to get it up and running and tweak, you know, the mistakes and get the forms right and get it set up and run it on 30 stations. And at the end of the 6 months, we can then make an assessment. What works? What's the best way? How can we move it faster? And just look at it from a 360. And at that point, make decisions. Is this something we want to do? And if we want to do it, it needs to be connected to our forming as a unit in within Pacifica.
Yeah, Dina's last point is, by the way, just as a clarification, Dina and I speak once. Dina meets with me once a week to support this process, to, you know, work with me on the project. So that's why she is able to speak with it, too. She's really been volunteering a lot of time to help with this.
Ursula?
Yeah.
This is Janice, and Dina, I beg to differ just slightly. It will not take 6 months for stations to benefit from this project based on my 10 years of experience with it?
No, no, no. We're not saying
that's
that.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what
we're
it
not saying.
Like.
She isn't saying that. It's a very interesting
okay,
point, Janice.
That's
fine.
That's
to hear.
That's fine. I wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't want
Dina's,
that to be. Okay.
Yeah.
What
Dina's saying is she thinks that after 6 months we'll be able to give a final report, and you're saying it's not going to take that long because it's going to work so well. So that's great. That's great news. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but Dina's last point is a really good point. It probably should be said again, is that it is clear that if we do want to, what I am asking in part of the proposal is that this test period, so to speak, also be used as a period to develop a unit, because under current circumstances, the affiliates program does not have the administrative capacity to manage a program like this under these conditions. We can't even manage our contracts right now. And so there
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly. And
yeah.
And we've not said this aloud, so I'll just say it. I think that someone other than just Heather needs to speak to Summer, and I'm willing to do that. Because this is BS.
You can
put that in minutes if you need to. This is just BS.
Well, but the point of it is, if we were a unit, we wouldn't be having this problem.
I won't agree with that. There are five stations. They're all units, and there's big problems.
Well, in any case, the level of activity that this will involve, and the level of financial liability will increase. But isn't that what we want to do? I mean, don't we want to grow?
Yes.
I mean, don't
yes.
we have to do that at this point?
Yes.
And I want to stress that the goal of this project is to serve the foundation better. I truly believe that a project like this can add tremendously to the success of Pacifica National and to the whole organization, just by bringing in an influx of money and goodwill, and just a platform for people to support community radio and Pacifica. I think it has tremendous potential for that.
I agree.
This is Heather. I agree with that as well. All right, so... So good report, Ursula. Thanks so much. So, you know, the next item on the agenda really is the discussion about the vision for building a unit. How do we want to proceed with this?
Well,
Heather,
I can speak for myself. I probably shouldn't speak right now because it's probably not my call. But I can just say on my part, you had requested that I write a statement as to, and in a way, a need statement. And
right.
I'm about two-thirds of the way through that. So that's what I can do. I can try to outline the situation as clearly as I can conceptualize it for your information. I'm happy to hear that Summer, you know, wants us to proceed with this, and you know, under those circumstances, I will act as quickly as I can to communicate what I think I can bring to the table with that, and you know, from my perspective.
Excellent, excellent. So maybe we should get your assessment first and then move forward. Is that and have a discussion about that? Does that make sense?
I think this is Dina up for
mm-hmm.
the back.
Yes, go ahead.
I think that there should be a committee set up within the task force to look at the pros and cons of setting up a unit, and then the action steps necessary to form a unit based on that there are more pros than there are cons, and and that we should incorporate whatever it is Ursula's writing. But I think there needs to be work between task force calls, because they only happen once a month. And basically, if we're running on the timeline of the underwriting program, we have to have approved what we want within the task force by the end of the summer. So working backwards.
And
everybody takes summer vacations. So you're basically saying you really only have February, March, April, and May. So we have a lot of work to do to, because this is a philosophical conversation as well.
So let me step back here for a moment. We're talking about the group underwriting proposal.
We're talking about a committee to set up a unit.
No, I know that, but I just want to step back for a moment on the few things that we're talking about here, about the underwriting as well. Now, I want to just step back for a moment. We talked about the proposal asked for, like, or stating, like, a 6-month period, right, to accomplish something. Of course, then, is that right? I mean, and then Janice was saying that it would take less than that to show the effects or the improvement or the benefits of the project. That really needs to be approved like yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me just say, Janice, I'm glad you talked about wanting to talk with Ursula. I've not really been talking with Ursula about the underwriting proposal at this point. So that's a good thing. So we need to coordinate that effort as well, I think, on how to move forward on that. So maybe we need to have a discussion about that later on.
That's fine.
So as far as the discussion of the unit, you know, I want to go back to your comment. So how do we do this? So we're talking about having a working group during the month. So do you want to – are you going to head up that unit? Are you going to head up that discussion?
I'm more than willing to take part in it. I don't know a whole lot about setting up a unit. It's not my strength. I'm willing to be one of the workers, a soldier in the committee.
No, let's apologize. I think I phrased that wrong. Are you willing to head up the group to discuss this? Are you willing to do that?
To head up the group
to set up the meetings, do whatever we need to do to have that discussion?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, that'd be wonderful. So who's going to serve on that? What's the recommendation from everyone on how we do that?
This is Janice. What I'm understanding the word unit to mean is essentially another branch similar to the five stations, but with a different function but similar mission. And if that's the case, I think it's just, well, I don't want to minimalize it. I think the effort at establishing a set of procedures and operational procedures and points of contact and responsibility is part of that delineation, and I can offer administrative expertise.
Yay, Janice. Thank you for your joining the group.
I knew I was being shoved to the cusp there. So let's just keep it moving because I've been up a long time and I'd like to try to stay for the entire meeting. So if that moves us forward, let's keep going.
Yeah.
That's
great. Who else wants to join? Sit in on those meetings, on those policy discussions.
This is
Heather.
Teresa.
I'd love to
can you hear
too.
Me?
Teresa, go ahead. Yeah.
I will, if Dean is going to lead and Janice is going to assist, I will certainly want to be in on those meetings.
Wonderful. That's great.
Put that
All
into
right.
the minutes, Teresa.
All right.
All right. So, moving right along. So you're going to let us know, right, Dina, what happens with this or when the meetings are going to be or whatever, right?
Am I supposed to go to everybody on the committee or just those that...
No, just the three of us.
Just the three. Okay, so please, I'd like to be updated on it, at least to know what's happening. It'd be wonderful.
Well, everybody would be updated, Heather, when we meet. We'll report back. That'd be wonderful. Let's not create a lot of other work for everybody.
All right. That'd be great. All right. Thanks. So if we can move on to the car donation report. Teresa, do you want to give us a report on that?
I'm sorry. I didn't think I was expected to give the report. I wanted the information from Ursula as to how many affiliates had signed up for the car donation program and recommendations as to how we could reach more.
Yeah, I did actually have a talk with Jacqueline this week, and it hasn't been that many. I think in terms of new stations, I think it's only been about seven to ten. And she was feeling a little bit frustrated, too. And it's like the same thing with surveys. You just have to badger people because it's just something new. She still is really eager to, what she really would like to know is whether KPFK and WPFW would join. And I said I would ask. I didn't know what to say to that because I'm not sure, because of so much management change, I'm not sure right now how to find that out. But I did say that I would, I would make a new effort to get to promote it to affiliates again. And I think a lot of it is just the type of thing where people are interested and then it falls by the wayside because they're thinking about other things.
This is Teresa.
This is Dina, if I could, just a note that if we had a monthly newsletter and we could say three cars went in such and such a station or two cars went to this station, it's a reminder to all stations how they could participate and earn more money. That's part of what the newsletter is about, tying all these things together.
Teresa for the stack.
Lori, my rate.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
I think we lost Heather.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope she'll come on, back on. I think that asking, if I'm doing surveys, we should make an effort at the end to ask affiliates if they're interested in receiving a newsletter and what kind of things they want discussed or what kind of information they want from the newsletter. We should also ask them specifically about the car donation program and tell them how some other stations have done using the car donation program. And it's not just cars. It's vehicles of all sorts,
right.
Motorcycles, jet skis.
Right.
Anyway, you're right, Dina. We could mention it in the newsletter, and I think we should mention it in the survey. And I have some comments and some thoughts about KPFK and WPFW and contracts, but I really can't say them in an open meeting.
We should also remember that a good number of affiliates already have car donation programs. I couldn't give you a hard number, but I can tell you from being involved with NFCB for quite some time that a number of the affiliates are already participating.
Yeah, and many of them are in this program, and so they will get the benefits when we reach the high water mark. They'll benefit from this as well.
Yeah.
But I Janice, you probably will know better than I whether this makes sense, but my intuition is that projects like the group underwriting will move along the car donation project too, because you start to create a sense of connection between certain stations in terms of raising money.
Yeah.
And the paradigm of using the network as a, for financial gain is new, and it's, it'll grow with that.
Once it shows its benefits, then it won't require nudging and constant cajoling.
Yeah, exactly. It's just that, you know, this is a little bit less dramatic, and so it's
right.
A little bit less tangible to people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teresa here for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Could we possibly try to arrange some, like, encourage some of the stations to call into a conference call where Jackie explains the program and some of the benefits?
We can try. We can try. I'm willing to try that, Teresa. It's always hard to get people to come to conference calls, so we can. But I can try.
So far, the way you've tried to get people involved is just using the email to all of the general managers of the affiliates and asking them if they would like to join?
Yeah, and we pushed it pretty hard at the conference. And, you know, I talk to affiliates all the time, and so I push it one-on-one. I would say most business gets done just through daily, you know, through talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
I could try a conference call. People are, you know, it's a crapshoot. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether people will show up or not, but I'm certainly willing to give it a try.
Well, I think the first step is the biggest one. Can and maybe they, people have forgot about it since it was promoted at NFCE.
Yeah.
And since we didn't have grassroots, I mean, if they didn't get the message at NFCB, maybe they need to be invited again and
yeah.
encouraged to have a personal conversation with you where we can talk about the benefits and really how easy it is to get started.
Yeah, I also, you know, I don't write contracts go through the email now, but I could certainly on the emails that send people their contracts, I could remind them in the email about it. That would probably be because I have their attention there when they get the contract.
All right, that might help. And you know what, I will be happy to make some personal calls. That's a real. I like to smile and dial. I would if you don't mind me doing that from home. I could easily do that. I would enjoy doing that.
Okay. All right. Thanks you all.
Send me a list, and I will make one-on-one calls about that program.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's a great idea. All right. So let me ask the pleasure of the group. It's 10 o'clock. I know we talked about going into executive session to pass these minutes or discuss the minutes. So a lot of this, Dina, is I know you don't like going past 10, right? Is that right?
Yes, but we have to get through a certain amount. So.
I mean, respectful of you. All right. So the next item on the agenda is the Pacifica 65th anniversary. So we've been having some discussion about this in the development task force. I've been talking with some folks on the board. We don't have anything that's firm at this point. So I know we are moving into the 65th, but I'd rather delay this discussion under the circumstances and begin sending out emails to the task force and then maybe have some calls with some of you all to have some discussion about this. I'm hoping that the affiliate stations can participate in this as well because it really is a celebration of community radio overall. So I will say that one of the things that we've had a discussion about is to have hopefully a partnership with some other progressive entities throughout the country. We talked about having some special events, say with The Nation or Progressive Magazine or Mother Jones and so forth, and just begin a dialogue with other progressive entities to have more of a partnership to build the audiences for everyone, basically. But what I'd like to be able to do, though, is to more on a formal basis to send out a notice or proposal to you all about this, if that's okay. So that's about all I have to say on this, unless anybody else wants to say something else.
Teresa
sounds
here.
Sounds good, Heather. Good. Go ahead, Teresa.
I think it sounds good. On one of our P&B calls, I mentioned the fact that we actually might not be 65 yet. What is the statistic?
It's actually April. April that we, that's a specific anniversary. Go ahead, yeah.
Okay. Well, right now we're 64. Can we find anyone specifically who will approach Yoko Ono and see if she will allow us to send out a letter that builds on the will you still need me, will you still feed me when I'm 64, and send it out before April, a fundraising letter?
You know, can I say something about that?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a message you want to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's just my personal feeling, because it's the everybody knows that song, mm-hmm. and it's about being feeble.
Feeble?
I don't know if we want to. That's his whole point, is will you still love me when I'm old and feeble? And I don't see why we want to connect ourselves to that message. That's just
okay.
my personal feeling.
It's an interesting point.
Okay. The other point, Teresa, is, and it doesn't have to do with Yoko Ono, if we don't have an established relationship with the person we're approaching, then we shouldn't be asking. We have to have established relationships. And there are producers who have established relationships who could go to somebody and ask. But to out of the clear, you know, they get hundreds of requests a day.
Well, that is actually my point. It's the same point that you made earlier. Unless someone actually takes on the task, it doesn't get done. So I was asking if there was anyone here who knows someone who could actually approach Yoko Ono. She actually had a program on WBAI, right? So somebody needs to sometime ask her. I mean, I don't know how else we can establish the relationship, but ask around and say, who has a relationship with her? Because I would think she would be a perfect person to say, I had a relationship with WBAI, and it was healthy, and it was fun, and it was, you know, fruitful, and I want others to be able to share that.
What year did
I'll
she have
money
the show?
I was told she had a show on WBAI at one time.
I said, at what year?
I do not know.
Teresa, I think this is a good conversation in some ways, but I think it's also so specific to one entity within the within Pacifica, and as the organization turns 65, I would hope that we could find a person or some flagship effort that span the entire 5 units rather than so specific to just one. And then I think lastly, I'm not personally impressed by Yoko Ono.
Okay.
So I would not respond in any way to that message.
Well, I was impressed by the billboard she had a couple years ago. It was pretty, caught my attention.
Okay. I understand that. I'm hoping we can that in a further discussion, and when it's not 10:08 at night, that we might be able to do some more brainstorming about a number of different kinds of individuals that would have that would appeal to messaging across the 5 stations.
Yes, Summer.
Right,
I mean, Heather, I think we just need to hold another development meeting, but not necessarily a public meeting, but like a work session where we get some specifics about some projects that we could agree on.
I agree.
And we just
kind of
let the development drop. So
we have lately. It's true. So I agree with that. So
how about you and I just call another meeting and send it out to the PNB as well as the Affiliates Task Force and the development people?
No, that's a good idea. All right. You put that down as an action item.
Okay.
All right. So could we go on to the discussion of the next meeting, what time we want how do we want to do this? I mean, what I need to tell you all that in my discussion with Teresa, she was saying, as she has done before, actually, is to set the schedule for the whole year. I know we need to talk about the time that the meetings take place, but so do we want to have that discussion now? Is this something we want to do now?
Teresa,
you're welcome. I think we've had, this is Dina for the stack.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dina. And then Teresa.
We've had this discussion many years running.
We have, it's true.
The East Coast people want it at 8 o'clock. I think it comes down to, do you want an hour and a half or a two-hour session?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a two-hour session, 10:30 is running late for the East Coast. If you start at 8, it's early for the West Coast. And we go back and forth. But factually, we've had it at 8 o'clock for more than half a dozen years, and it seems to work.
As I said, this was my fault. Last January or February when we convened, I did all the meetings through November. I didn't schedule December, and I didn't schedule January. So when we asked to have a meeting in December, I put it on the calendar. When we decided we wanted to have a meeting for January, I made a mistake, and I scheduled it for 8:30 rather than 8, as we had in the past. I would prefer them at 8 Eastern. I would suggest that we continue with these Thursdays. And if the PNB decides to have meetings on this Thursday, then we will have to adjust. But I would say we try to go with second Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I second that.
Serene to the stack.
Serene, have you been here all this time? I haven't heard from you. So who seconded the proposal?
Dina.
Teresa? Dina, okay. Serene, your comment, okay. Please.
So I think it's confusing to people. I mean, the people who are speaking have been on the task force since the beginning, so they're set in the 8 o'clock pattern. But most, in fact, I think all the other committees, PNB committees and task forces, meet at 8:30. So for people who are joining these committees who haven't been doing it for 10 years into this kind of thing, it's confusing because they're thinking 8:30. And for West Coast people who have to work, they can't get on a call at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the calls were set at 8:30. Further, this body will be experiencing some change. The PNB is meeting in 3 weeks, and we'll be, if we're still a task force, right, as opposed to a committee, there'll be new people coming on from the board. And I think any decisions about changing the time back to 8 o'clock should wait until then. That's my comment.
All right, thank you. So I don't know, recommendations on how we move forward.
Teresa,
your motion again. Would you please repeat your motion, Teresa, if you don't mind?
It's that we go with second Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. We'll
and maybe I'm line. Sorry, Serene. Maybe you missed it. Actually, I'm looking right now at the KPFTX calendar, and I'm going back previously. I'm already back to January of 2012. You know, almost all of our meetings have been at 8 p.m.
I didn't miss that. I said that.
Okay.
I said all the other PNB committees meet at 8:30, and that's why the 8 o'clock start time of this particular body tends to confuse people who haven't been doing it for 10 years.
This is Heather on this. I need to say that I'm inclined to agree with Serene because it gets so confusing for people, and invariably people will be late to the meetings. So I'm not sure how to resolve that. I understand the challenge that we face on the East Coast. So I don't know. I personally prefer the 8:30 time, but any other discussion about this?
Can we take a straw poll and see?
We probably need
really
to do a straw poll. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I agree. show. You mean on the, right now? Do a
yeah,
call?
I mean, I don't care. If the majority of the people wanted at 8:30, fine. But I would like to know some other people other than me and Serene and you.
Exactly. Other comments from anyone?
At this juncture, it doesn't matter to me. I don't understand why people can't make a meeting at 5 o'clock on the West Coast. This time, this is the only board that I've served on that meets so late. And I've served mm-hmm. on a number of different boards. I'm going to continue to serve at whatever time the committee decides it's going to meet, at least for the year that I'm still of service.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hi.
Go ahead, Athene.
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast, and it doesn't matter to me whether it's 8 or 8:30. Either one is fine. You want to start at 8?
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's good. So, Ursula, what about you there in Iowa?
Oh, I don't care. Well, as an East Coaster, I care.
It seems like it's opting for 8.
Great.
So do we want to have a vote on this?
Yes, let's vote.
Let's vote. Go ahead. You're going to call the roll? Call
oh,
the name?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Ankine, second Thursdays at 8, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Kim Kaufman? Actually, is Kim still here? Key Allen says yes. Serene Roberts?
No.
No, okay. Janice Lane Ewart?
Yes.
All right. Heather Bray?
I'm going to abstain.
All right. Dina?
Yes.
Okay. And Ursula, you want to vote on this?
No.
Okay. All right. This passes 4 yeses, 1 no, and 2 abstentions.
All right, so it passes. So, Teresa, you're going to set the
I will go into the I will go into the KPFTX and schedule all of our meetings. This time I'll do it through December.
All right, great. Thank you. So, the other thing we had on the agenda was to talk about the selection of chair and secretary. I know Dina said she wanted to have a discussion. However, I got a note from Otis that the election of officers happens after the new board is seated, so that will be in about 3 weeks. So
then let's move to do it next month.
We can do it the next month. Thank you. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, I also got up before we move on. I got a note from Otis, who was listening to the discussion about newsletters. He said, if you're going to talk about effective ways to use technology, it might be useful to have me on the call. Pacifica has a pretty big infrastructure on the net, and I know all about it since I built it. Believe me, I don't need a call, but if it's really relevant, I have something to offer. I'm honored to be there. So that's from Otis. I was really pleased to get that note. All right, so do we want to move to the executive session? Quickly?
Yes, and it should not last very long. And so our next meeting will be on February the 13th. That will be after the PNB meeting.
I'm sorry, just one item or a correction or a point with regard to the last item discussed with regard to the election of officers.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Heather, are you there?
Serena?
Am I repeating that? Yeah, okay. Heather, I'm hearing. Who am I hearing?
This is Heather. Your comment was what, sorry?
With regard to the election of offices, the PNB meets the first full weekend in February, but then the LSBs are going to be selecting people. So by the whatever date somebody just gave for February, the local people are not going to be on. What is the rush to do the elections next month when we know from practice that the committee or task force is not going to be fully populated until March.
Yeah, I don't know. So, discussion about that, everyone?
I think Serene makes a fine point. I think we should just wait until March.
All right. Does anybody, you want to ask if anybody else has an objection?
Are there objections? All right, everyone, thanks. So we could move. I hope everyone got this message about the executive session. I can't give the number on the line here, but anyway. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it.
All
so
right,
that we can move to executive session? All right,
yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. All right, thank you.
Before we go to executive session, could I ask one thing? Hello?